Then, planning to discuss it and praise this virtue, he first diminishes these by comparing them to it, hinting that they are nothing without it, very thoughtfully. For if he had immediately spoken about love, and after saying, "I show you a way," had added, "But this is love," and hadn't structured his talk comparatively, some might have mocked what he said, not fully understanding the power of the subject, still longing after these other things. That's why he doesn't expose it immediately, but first sparks the listener's interest by the promise and says, "I show you a more excellent way." And yet, not directly going into it, he further boosts and expands their desire, giving a talk about these very things, and revealing that without it, they'd be nothing, driving them to the utmost necessity to love one another. Witnessing also that from neglect of it arose all their problems, so that in this respect it could fairly seem important if the gifts not only didn't unite them, but separated them even when unified. But love, even when many were so divided, would reunite them and make them a single body. Nonetheless, he doesn't say this directly, but what they were longing for the most, he notes down, that the subject was a gift and the best way to all the gifts. Hence, even if you won't love your brother for the sake of friendship, then for obtaining a better sign and a plentiful gift, nurture love.